contract negotiations between the Social Security Administration and the American Federation of Government Employees have been ongoing for more than a year. Witold Świerczynski is AFGE's chief negotiator for AFGE's contract negotiating team and president of AFGE Council 220. He joins us now to update us on the negotiation process. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Great to have you. So how long have employees now been negotiating here with Social Security? And
we've been in contract negotiations for about a year. We had our initial exchange of proposals December 23rd last year. We had a preliminary session before that, sort of a feeling out session, and have been bargaining about 2 weeks a month from January through December of this year.
And how many people are involved, and what do they do for Social Security?
Well, we have a bargaining team of 12 on 12. Union bargaining team consists of, we have six major components of Social Security, field components. There's a headquarters component. We have some large processing centers around the country. We have a Bureau of, we have a hearings and appeals a group, folks that do hearings for people who are denied disability benefits. So we have representatives from each of those workforces at the table. And the agency mainly has labor relations folks at the table.
But how many people is it that you represent at SSA?
Oh, we represent over 50,000 bargaining unit employees.
And how often are you able to hold these talks? How long do the talks go on? Because this has been going on for a long time.
Yes, this has. We've been meeting normally about 2 weeks a month.
And so,
what
do you think?
We've reached no agreements. Actually, no articles. We have the union has proposed about 50 articles. We've agreed on nothing.
I mean, what's the main sticking point? I mean, you're not talking about pay and benefits generally.
No, we did a survey of our workers before the contract began and identified some key issues that they were interested in. Generally, the agency appraisal system, the agency merit promotion system, the awards benefits that the agency provides, a series of health and safety issues that the employees were concerned about, mainly stress. That was the number one issue in our survey was stress. The agency employees wanted a 410 work weeks, which we don't have across the board, leave improvements, work at home, and also general employee improvements and employee rights. So we've concentrated our proposals in those areas, and we run against a brick wall with the agency. They have not responded, we think, substantively in any of these areas to union proposals, but also they've put on the table a series of initiatives which we think are geared towards attacking the union as an institution.
We are talking with Witold Świerczynski. He is AFGE's chief negotiator for the contract negotiating team. So many sticking points, it appears, throughout this entire process. Is there any wiggle room, any room for negotiation at all? The people who are members of this union must be frustrated with both sides, frankly, because they've been working without a contract.
Well, we have the contract that we had in place that expired in August of 2009 is still in place, so we're not exactly without a contract.
Okay.
But, yeah, there is a lot of frustration. We have a website which we use to communicate with our workers, mycontract2000.org. Listeners or employees can check that. We do periodic updates of what's happening at the table. We've also been aggressively visiting our offices and letting our members know the progress of contract negotiations. And it certainly is frustrating for the negotiators because the agency seems to be unwilling to move on a number of areas. We have a number of proposals where they haven't even countered. It took them a year. Last week, they gave us a work-at-home proposal, which we've had on the table for a year, and the agency didn't even respond. We have proposals on the table regarding forums, which is a part of the Obama executive order to expand collective bargaining in the federal sector. We have a proposal on technology, on how the disability processes work within the agency, on student loans. We have a proposal regarding various issues that affect our teleservice centers, our 800 number operation. We have a proposal on work groups, focus groups, and another on leave banks. All of these, the agency has yet to give us any counter proposals on this, and it becomes exceedingly frustrating, and it appears to us that the agency is not really interested in reaching an agreement.
And what about the telework enhancement bill that was just signed into law? Will that give you a little bit of leverage, do you think, in getting that work at home process started?
We think so. The proposal they gave, though, is designed to make it very difficult for us to have that. We have limited work at home in some of our components. I happen to represent field people who work in the field. We have 1,300 field offices and 35 teleservice centers where people actually do face-to-face and telephone contact directly with the public, and we don't have any work at home. And unfortunately, the way their proposal is laid out, it would make it very difficult to do. They leave it up to individual office managers on whether work at home would even happen, and are offering no procedures. They basically want the unilateral ability to determine on a site-to-site basis whether people are eligible for work at home. Plus, they put in some proposals that would tend to cause people to think twice on whether to do it, such as fixed shifts and penalties if people take leave on a day before they're scheduled to work at home. So, I mean, their proposal, it's an initial proposal, and we're taking it that way. It's certainly nothing we can agree to in its totality at the present time.
Okay, a lot of issues to be worked out, clearly. But give us something to look forward to. Give the union members something, some landmarks, some guidance. What should they be looking for over the next few weeks?
We've contacted the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. We have a mediator who's going to come in on our next session, which starts January 20th. Hopefully, with the assistance of a third party, it'll get us moving more expeditiously in the direction of agreement.